This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle at the helm on the other side of the window here. He's our producer, and your number is 877-217-5757. We're joined by Doug Daigle. He is the coordinator of the Louisiana Hypoxia Working Group, and apologies for not discussing this earlier, but come the 30th of September, as in 4 days from now, there is a major fund, the Land and Water Conservation Fund, that's due to expire if Congress does not reauthorize it. Now, of course, we're immersed in discussing what's going on with the Supreme Court, but sometimes we miss big stories. And Doug Daigle, you believe this is a very big story. Why so?
Well, good morning, Jim. Yeah, this is, I would call the Land and Water Conservation Fund the most important conservation law that most folks have never heard of. It was passed in 1964 by Congress, and the whole point was to provide public access to outdoor recreation. So since then, it's created thousands of parks, national wildlife refuges, neighborhood ballparks, all kinds of state, federal, and local facilities. Like a lot of federal laws, periodically it has to be reauthorized. When they first wrote it, they were doing that on a 25-year basis. And that came up in 2015, and Congress only reauthorized it for 3 years. So here we are again. We're approaching the deadline, which, no surprise, they've known all year that was coming. And we're hopeful that they will reauthorize it because we really don't want to lose this program.
Well, sometimes, as we know, these members of Congress go right to the wire, and then they get things done before things change really dramatically. Are you optimistic?
I am. When it was in the House Natural Resources Committee a week or so ago, they reached a new level of kind of bipartisan agreement on it, which is very encouraging. Now it's going to the Senate Environment Committee, and from there it'll, you know, go to the full vote. So we're hoping that they pull it off. They've done it before, and we're hoping they'll do it again.
And how long does the funding go if it is approved?
Well, that's a good question. What a lot of folks who support the Land and Water Conservation Fund would like to see is that it get permanently reauthorized, and the bill that passed out of the House committee called for that. If it gets permanently reauthorized, then we won't be in this situation again. The law will not, you know, have to reaffirm its existence every few years or whenever they set the next date for it. The law has to go through the annual budget process every year, the annual appropriations process, even though one of the neat things about it is that it doesn't rely on tax dollars. It relies on federal offshore oil production revenues. But even though there's some of those authorized in the law, Congress, through the course of the budget process, decides what it'll actually get. So they often divert those funds to other purposes, but that's in the annual budget. If it's permanently reauthorized, we won't have the problem again of making sure that it continues.
First passed in 1964, the Land and Water Conservation Fund uses a portion of federal offshore oil revenues to create and improve spaces for public outdoor recreation, such as parks, refuges, historic sites, ball fields, boat ramps, places like that. And I would imagine, Doug Daigle, that this has particular relevance in Louisiana.
It does. Here in Baton Rouge, I think every Breck Park that's been created since 1966 has utilized the Land and Water Conservation Fund. If you go through all the coastal parishes, you'll find, and other parishes across the state, their historic sites, state parks, local parks, recreation facilities. And our two national parks here in the state, Jean Lafitte and Cane River Creole, were both created with the help of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. So we've benefited a lot, and we have room to benefit even more because through the Restore Act, parishes that are receiving those dollars can use Land and Water Conservation Fund for a match. You know, as long as the projects they're doing have public access to outdoor recreation, that can be everything from hunting and fishing to bird watching, paddling, you know, our neighborhood ball fields, like we said.
And it was passed during the Johnson years. LBJ was president in 1964. That was an election year. And it was renewed fairly recently, wasn't it?
2015, that was at the end of a 25-year authorization. And at that time, they had trouble getting the agreement they needed for some parts of it, so it was renewed for 3 years. Now we're up again, and like I said, if it could be permanently reauthorized, that would remove the whole problem of the existence of the fund, you know, coming into question every few years.
Are the members of the Louisiana delegation speaking much about this?
Not all of them, but I'm hoping that they all will come on board. You know, it utilizes offshore oil production funds. The oil industry has long supported it because it's a way to funnel some of their resources into conservation. And, you know, it's something that we need. So I'm hopeful they'll all come on board.
And
we're always hopeful of that.
Are there any opponents who are being vocal?
Not in our delegation that I know of. There have been some folks who just don't want to see any more public land or public waters, I guess. But the thing to remember about the fund is that it's all done on the basis of willing donors or sellers through partnerships. So this is a voluntary program, and whenever a project is approved through the fund, it means that they're local sponsors and supporters that have helped make that happen.
Well, Doug Daigle has been a proponent for environmental issues in Louisiana and beyond for many, many years. And right now, what is the tenor in Washington based on what you are observing regarding protection of the environment and concern that we have here in Louisiana about our future as far as coastal erosion and coastal restoration?
Well, there are a lot of things, you know, happening demanding people's attention. This is one of the tools in the toolbox that we have for the coastal restoration effort, as well as other conservation efforts. You know, flood protection is something this can be used for. If you set aside areas as a park, they hold water when you need them to. And we have a perfect example where the fund up in near Shreveport helped put some land into the Red River National Wildlife Refuge that had been slated mm-hmm. to be developed. And then in 2014, when they had the record flood on the Red River, that land was underwater, but there weren't homes there. So people's lives weren't being disrupted, and the cost of the taxpayers was obviously much, much less.
Doug, a listener notes, had a story this morning on National Public Radio about funding for hurricanes being raided by the last two presidents, for that matter, Obama and Trump, to pay for costs of immigration. And of course, that cost has gone exponentially up during the Trump presidency. But is this, the question from the listener, is this Land and Water Conservation Fund constitutionally protected? Can it be raided?
It can be raided. It goes through the annual budget process. The authorization establishes a program and a level of funding, but then in appropriations, they decide what it's going to get. It's authorized to get up to $900 million a year. It's only done that twice. Most years it gets much less than that. Some years, a couple of years, it got zeroed out. Last year, I think it got $475 million, so roughly, about half of what it could have gotten. So that fluctuates. But if it goes away, of course, we lose the program completely. So the reauthorization, and especially if it's permanent, will guarantee that the fund is there. And then every year, we'll just have to try to make sure that it gets what it's supposed to get. And doing that, I think, helps Louisiana in another way, which is we need and want a larger share of offshore revenues for coastal restoration. Supporting this, venerable law, which has a broad support constituency across the country, helps build support for our coastal efforts and for us, trying to get more revenues ourselves.
Well, thank you, Doug Daigle. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll see what happens. The deadline is imminent, 4 days from now, as to whether there will be continued funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which began in 1964. Appreciate it, Doug.
Thank you, Jim.
See you soon.